Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Speak. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Sam Jones. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Hoffman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hearn. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jim Hearn. And now, play ball. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark strikes out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Mixes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoffman misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoffman. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is called out on strikes. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixes hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0 for 1 in the game. Speak hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. King moves to second. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. King moves to third. Banks moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mays moves to second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 2 in the game. Mixes hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0 for 2 in the game. Speak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Westrum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. One out. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0 for 1 in the game. Hearn takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hearn moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Jones. Hearn moves to third. Lockman moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark is hit by the pitch. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. King hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mays strikes out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to second. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 2 in the game. Westrum is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fondi is called out on strikes. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 2 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hearn hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lockman is hit by the pitch. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-3 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mueller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0-for-3 in the game. Mixis hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-3 in the game. Speak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Mixis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. King hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fondi takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Davey Williams now playing second base. Frank Baum holds pinch hits for Clyde McCullough. Marv Grissom now pitching. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Grissom covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee now catching. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Wes Westrum. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Chee-Tee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Taylor pinch hits for Marv Grissom. Bill Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and New York Giants, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.